Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I was making just over 80 grand a year. I was close to home. I worked at a fantastic company. I was good, bro. But I kind of wasn't. In 2020, I graduated with a business degree with a specialization in consumer behavior and economics. And once upon a time, I was actually in school to be a doctor. And I think it was the second greatest decision of my life to switch into business. I was not built to become a doctor. When I was coming out of school, I wanted three things in particular for my first big boy job. One, I wanted to make 70K or more. I don't know why exactly 70 was the number. It felt like 80 was a little bit ambitious. I felt like I could do better than 50, 60. So I was like, 70K, like let's find something where all in I can make 70K. Two, I wanted some resume clout. I wanted to go to a company where I could have options. You know, if I wanted to dip in a couple years, I got a little bit of juice on my resume. Like, damn, you work for them? I'm like, yeah, I work for them. And three, I wanted a program or a company that would really develop me. You know, I'd been at some companies during some internships and things like that where I could see the path and I could see that you would just kind of frantically find your way. I wanted to go to a company where it was more structured and they really want to develop talent and they really invest in their people. I really wanted to focus on a place that had a reputation for that. So I guess the first takeaway before we really get into the nitty gritty of the story for y'all, if your students like really try to have a clear plan and some like criteria for what you're getting into after school. I know it can seem like I just want somebody to pay me. I just want a job. Like there's so many people that come out of school, they don't even have a job. That's totally fine. But if you can get strategic early on and you can start to do co-ops that like ladder up to that job, because I always had that in mind and I filtered out a ton of companies. It was really effective. So I would say start with that. So I had that in mind as I was recruiting and interviewing and things like that in my last year. And I was lucky enough to lock down a job with PepsiCo. And I negotiated in my contract to be close to home so I could stay at home, save some money. It was really a concoction for success. It's everything that I wanted. So fast forward to spring of 2020, rip. At 24, I had a fantastic job. My expenses were low. During the pandemic, all of this was happening and I was okay. I was chilling, man. I was cool. However, while all of this was unfolding and I was getting, you know, used to working and all that kind of stuff, I was building the New Money Podcast, which is my podcast about personal finance. I started it in late 2019 when I just figured, man, I might as well talk about this stuff. I had done a podcast in the past. I just felt like I wanted to talk about all this stuff because I'd been learning it over the past few years. I'm like crazy passionate about it. I was tired of talking off the ears of everybody around me. I'm like, man, let me put this thing out. Whoever wants to listen can listen. And if they don't want to listen, they don't have to listen. So I was doing it for a few months. Spring 2020 hit, and you can tell why I'm not saying the words because I don't want to get striked and all that kind of jazz. I'm not even a partner. I don't know what the f*** I'm talking about. But when all of that went down, we had all the time in the world, and I kept hearing about 2008. That's when Uber, and that's when Airbnb, and that's when all these crazy businesses were created. And I didn't think like I was out here to create the next Airbnb, but I was like, maybe I could build something. Maybe I could do something. And I went crazy deep into content, and I started to promote the hell out of the podcast, and I started to grow on Instagram and figure out how I could do that. And I just fell in love with the whole thing of growing the message around personal finance. It was crazy during that time. I look back at that time as a very fond, formative moment for me, because like, man, like for the first time in my life, I felt like I was really building something super meaningful. And my plan 2020 was like, just make a ton of money, you know, be a star at my job, grow the podcast, maybe start to make money. I was making nothing for a long time. It was just like stack the cash, grow the pod, stack the cash, grow the pod, yada, yada, yada. So this is the second sort of cutaway, guys. Like I see a lot of content now about people saying, go talk and create content and go do this and go do that. And it's like, I feel like everybody, you know, under the age of 40 is like, yeah, you know, I could create content. I could do YouTube. I could do Instagram. Like I could do that. But it just seems so daunting. And it's just something that some people say. But I really believe like, man, if you guys have something that you enjoy and you like talking about and you could do, whether you're getting paid or not, I think following your passion is not the best advice for a lot of people. But if you do have a passion, creating content these days is the best way to share that. You know, if it's cooking, if it's fitness, if it's health and wellness, whatever it is, build some little and whatever. If it fizzles out, it fizzles out. You know, for a lot of people, they try it. It's not for them. They move on. It is what it is. Nothing lost, but you were able to express yourself creatively. And I feel like it's just a great hobby, if at all anything. So we're fast forwarding into late 2020. I start getting going on TikTok, Reels pops, trying to figure that out. Finally get on TikTok. I've been getting told for months to get on. I get on it and things just like go kind of wild. I start making money. from the podcast and the social media stuff. I'm growing my career. This is close to when I was gonna get promoted. So like things are progressing nicely. So here's where it gets kind of interesting. So I was walking with a buddy of mine, good friend of mine. I really value this guy's opinion. You know, he's a high achiever, all that kind of jazz. And we were kind of just chatting and he started to ask me about my content. And he asked me, he's like, dude, do you make any money with that? And I was like, yeah, man, I do now. I'm starting to make a little bit. I think I said something along the lines of, dude, I wish I could just do this forever. I wish I could just do this. I had said that in, you know, jokingly to other people in my life, but like I never seriously considered it. It didn't even seem possible to me. It wasn't even like the realm of possibility to like make money from creating content and stuff like that. I mean, I knew it was possible, but like I wasn't taking it seriously. But when I said that, I don't know what it was, bro, but I was like, why can't I do that? Why can't I like create a plan to do that? That was the first time I was like, could I do this? Could I actually do it? And from that moment, dude, I swear to God, I think I thought about it for like 3 months straight. When I woke up, I was annoyed that I wasn't working on, you know, my dream and my content. When I was at work, I was annoyed that something was taking my attention and I couldn't respond to some email or I couldn't, you know, check on my stuff or whatever. Anything that at work really that was taking my attention away from my content and whatever, I was just kind of annoyed. I started to feel like I wasn't slacking at work or anything like that. I was getting my shit done. I was just like, man, like I wish I, you know, what could I be doing if I was working on my stuff all the time? Like I woke up and I just worked on my stuff. Like I put all this effort and this energy to build something for myself. Cause like when you're at a job, man, like you can't put that second. Some people do. I can't do that, man. Like my team comes first. My job comes first. Or I've got like a call with a client or something like that. Or I've got a call with like a brand deal or like a brand manager. I'm taking the customer call. I got to take care of the bread. That's what annoyed me. Cause as much as I could say that I could optimize my content and like building my thing, new money and Nate and my personal brand and all that kind of jazz, I couldn't put it ahead of my work. That's just how it is, man. So I was just like perpetually annoyed, bro. That's the best way I could explain it. So I finally was like, man, like, let me actually map this out. Like, what could this look like? I had a year and a half's worth of expenses at the time in cash because I was saving up for a down payment. I was planning on buying a, you know, an investment property. Man, if I bought that thing, what that thing would be worth right now. I think I made the right choice. I figured I could just pivot that to an emergency fund for myself and kind of just live off that while I try to build this. Like, what is stopping me from doing this? I had always said, like, I'm gonna work the 9 to 5, I'm gonna build something, and then I'm gonna buzz off and do my own thing. And I felt like that was special, but I feel like a lot of people have that ambition where they think, I want to do the career thing, and then I hopefully wanna get my own thing, my own business, or my own whatever, and I wanna dive into that. Like, I feel like a lot of people are like, yeah, man, like, who wouldn't wanna be their own boss and do their own thing? It's almost got memeified. As I thought about it more and more, I wanted to do that right now. Like, I wanted to get into it. But eventually there was a moment that specifically I remember clinched it, was just like, okay, this is happening and it's happening soon. I just like knew, it just clicked. I just knew I had to do this and I had to do it immediately. Well, as fast as I reasonably could. So every month I try to write out my goals and try to update. You know, I try to write them for the month, for the quarter. I think you could see it right there. I write them on this whiteboard. I try to always do it. It's like a practice for me. It just kind of reminds me of like what I'm working on and like keeps me aligned. So, you know, I've got like fitness, I've got my content, relationships. I try to get like every aspect of my life. And I was writing out these goals and I finished them. And I remember like, you know, feeling like ambitious and like took a step back and was looking at them. I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then I literally like stopped. And I looked. I couldn't find a single traditional career goal. I didn't have anything around getting a new job. I didn't have anything around being a better manager. I didn't have anything around leveling up my career at PepsiCo or at my next job. I didn't have anything around recruiting, nothing. I had a broad income goal from like what I want for my business, but like you wouldn't have been able to tell I was working for that company or a company other than my own by looking at that thing. My subconscious isn't even like there. Like it's completely detached from that. I felt like I was just checked out at that point. This is gonna sound super foo-foo and, you know, a lot of people write stuff like this off and I'm not gonna get into like manifesting and whatever, but I do think there are some key moments in your life that have greater significance. It's things that like really develop you or break you, or there's just these key sort of like moments in your life. You can choose to listen to them or you can choose to like move off. Everybody has this sort of intuition around some of these moments and a lot of people repress that, or you could like listen to that. There's just a moment where you're just like, man, you know what you want. And you're like, I can't lie to myself anymore. The weight is too heavy and you know what you have to do. You gotta move on. You feel it in your stomach. Third sort of like jump away thing here is like, listen to that. Don't ignore that. It led to fulfillment for me to like kind of like follow my intuition as well as logic and all those other more rational things. But it was sometime in May that I decided I'm going to tell my boss that I'm gone. I'm gonna give her a month's notice because I loved her and I still love her. I love the job of the company, my team, all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to give them a month's notice and really just set them up for success. So I was like, okay, well, I gotta between May and September 1st, I gotta get everything in order. I gotta get myself ready to go because this thing's happening. I decided, I've committed to it. I've told people like this is happening. And this kind of comes to the like intuition thing. When I set that hard date and I gave myself like 3 months, dude, my content picked up, brand deals came up. I mean, I was making, you know, I started making like 3, 4, 5K per brand deal. Like I was making good money to the point where I was like matching, if not surpassing my income per month from my content and TikTok and Instagram and all that kind of jazz, which is crazy. I don't know if that growth would have happened like that if I hadn't had a plan, hadn't been focused and aligned and been like, this is like razor sharp, bro. This is what I'm going after. It's tough because not everybody's gonna have that. Even now, man, I feel like almost ungrateful saying this shit. Like I was so grateful for my job and so grateful for my family and everybody around me and my girlfriend and everything. I'm just so grateful. You can't ignore what you want. You can't ignore your ambitions. September 1 hit, I set the date. I don't know if the actual meeting was on September 1st. I'm not gonna be all dramatic and shit, but right before Labor Day, I was like, hey, I'm gonna go. And you know, my boss, she totally understand. Her and I were actually similar profiles, so we got along really well. She was just like, I felt like you were gonna do this at some point, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. We can tell where your heart's at, and like, best of luck. You know, we're supporting you. We're behind you and all that kind of stuff. So I got nothing but great things to say about PepsiCo, and like, I love that company, man. October 1 hit the ground running. You know, I'm a few months in now, and things are great, bro. Like, honestly, I'm blessed, and I'm learning. There've been a lot of ups and downs. Emotionally, it's just way crazier than I thought it would be. Like, it's just so easy to lose yourself in what could be and what you should be doing and aligning yourself and things like that. But I always try to, you know, setting my goals monthly, just really trying to get that all organized, centered, because I'm just like very darty as a person. I got thoughts and ambitions and dreams and all this kind of shit just running around all over the place. Like, I have to add structure to my life, and that helps me stay grounded and stay like focused on what like is important and what's gonna like lead to success for me. So that's it. That's how and why I did that. That's everything. I don't think I've explained it that clearly ever to anybody. I really hope that this helped you. And if you're in a similar position, that this added some perspective for you and kind of just helped you in some way. And I'm gonna do, you know, some videos on like how my business works and like how successful has it been, how unsuccessful has it been, and just some sort of like takeaways that I think are broadly applicable to anybody who's looking to do this, whether it's for a startup or for a new job or just some like new big undertaking in your life. So if you guys enjoyed this video, the subscribe, like, notification, everything like that. I've never felt like this in front of a camera before. So I think it's gonna be a good video. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk soon. I'm out this mother. Peace.